All right, we are now joined by the driver of the number four Jimmy John's Ford for Stewart Haas Racing, Kevin Harvick. Kevin, good strong run out there today. You guys showed a lot of speed. How are you guys feeling coming into the weekend?
Well, first, you got to introduce yourself. I've never seen you before. Does everybody know him? Because I don't. I think you should tell us your name.
I'm Matt Stallner from NASCAR IMC.
All right.
Great to meet y'all.
Good job.
Thanks for the intro,
yeah,
Kevin.
No, we're feeling good about just, qualifying well. That's not been something that we've done 100% great here. We've qualified okay, but it definitely goes a long ways in helping get your day started. And this is definitely a racetrack that can take a while to work your way up through the field. So you don't want to dig yourself a hole early on. So, they made the car better all three rounds, and we ran our fastest lap at the end, and I lost a lot of time in one and two, got myself hung a little higher, a little longer than I needed to finish the corner, but still a good lap for us, and looking forward to race runs.
Excellent. Anyone have any questions for Kevin? Start with Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. With NASCAR changing the way they're kind of looking at the front splitters, has that changed any data or wind tunnel data? Has it changed what you guys can use from the data that you gathered from the wind tunnel if your splitters are different?
Well, you know, I think anytime you do something different on the car, it definitely affects something else, and I think that's the puzzle that we work within every week is, you know, it starts from the splitter all the way to the back bumper. I think everybody will look at it differently as to how they, you know, how it has affected their car and the things that it does and what they need to do to compensate for it. But when you look at our cars, I mean, we had a 7.5-8-inch spoiler on them 4 years ago. And, you know, the cars, you know, have come back to make pretty close to the same amount of downforce and drive similar. And that's just the world that you live in. And I think the best way to explain it, I hear him say it all the time when we talk about, you know, what used to be. The thing you can't do is unlearn what you've learned, and we just have a lot of really smart engineers and people that work in this garage and work every day on making the cars faster. So it's definitely a puzzle, and it's definitely not the same. I don't really think the team should be surprised by the things that happened in inspection this morning after Tuesday's call with NASCAR. So, you know, I think everybody pushes it, and you have to keep pushing it until it's not there.
Any more questions for Kevin? Thanks, Kev. Appreciate the introduction.
No problem.